The question was asked, if a Sephardi goes into an Ashkenazi shul to daven mincha, so then how should he pray? So our general rule is that we don't overtly do things that are different. And that this breaks down into two concepts, which we will discuss in a minute. But first we have to know that you're allowed to daven privately whatever your nusach is. Assuming you're not the chazan, then everyone agrees, even when you're a chazan, according to some opinions, in your private Shmona Esrei, where you're davening privately, you do in accordance with your custom, and that's fine. And the same is true with any other private prayer you're going to say in shul. So that includes tachanun, and that includes anything that's your private prayer, you could do in accordance with your nusach. Sometimes, let's say, some Sfardim say on Monday and Thursday, in the Shachrit, they'll say the 13 attributes numerous times in their tachanun, which Ashkenazim do not. So then you have a problem. You can't say it without a congregation saying it. So that's a technical detail. But practically, whatever you're saying quietly, you can say according to your custom. That's general rule number one. Now, what about the things you do overtly? What about the Kaddish? So Sfaradim answer Amen after Brichu, and Ashkenazim answer Brichu together with the Chazan. So that's things that you're going to do overtly, things that you're doing overtly, where everyone's going to notice them, there you're supposed to do like everyone else. Don't be different. So if there are parts of prayer where Ashkenazim stand and Sfaradim sit, you have to behave like an Ashkenazi. If Ashkenazim don't have a set custom where some people stand and some people sit, so you could do whatever your custom is. Whatever is going to be obvious externally, you should be like them. And this, the concept behind this is broken down into two. One is, the Torah tells us, lo titgodedu, which literally means, don't scrape yourself, don't cause yourself to bleed over a relative that passes away. Our tradition is that the Pasuk is teaching us, lo titgodedu, from the word aguda. Lo tiyu agudot. Lo tit godedu. Don't be godedu. What does it mean to godedu? Godedu could mean to scratch yourself. Godedu could mean, like the word gedud, could mean to break off into clusters. Don't be separate in Israel, into separate groups. You have to be unified. And our tradition is that that means that in one city, or in one shul, you can't have some people who put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed and some people who don't. If the custom is you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so everyone should put on tefillin. And if the custom is you don't, so then no one should. But if you have one shul where some people do this way and some people do that way, it seems like there are two groups in the same shul or two groups in the same city. If they're two different cities, so two cities can have two different customs. But if they're one city or they're one shul, you can't do that. Today we have here in Israel, you have buildings that are a whole city. You can have a building where you have 150 families. It's a whole city. You go to Lud, you go to Ramat Gan, you could have a whole city, the equivalent of a city in one building. So we end up living on a small territory, a large number of people, and then we could have in the span of, in a radius of three blocks, you could have five shuls, and they're all packed. So we no longer say that in one city everyone has the same custom. Right here, a minute walk from here, you have an Ashkenazi, and a Sfardi, and a Moroccan, and a Nusach Sfard, and Nusach Tzfon Africa. Within 1 minute walk from here, you have five different types of shuls. Okay, and if you walk 2 minutes, so then you have Chacham Ovadia's shul, and you have Mishkan Shimon, and you have Merkaz Arav, and you have a Beit HaLavan. That's if you walk 2 minutes, as opposed to one. Okay, so there's... we, Baruch Hashem, we have an abundance of people living together, and that's why within the same city you could have different customs, but nonetheless, within the same shul, we ordinarily try to keep one custom. So if the shul is Ashkenaz, we try, at least overtly, we don't do things that are different. If you privately say a different Shmona Esrei, if you're privately going to do things differently, so long as it's not recognizable externally, that's okay. Sometimes it doesn't fall under lo titgodedu, but there is another concept in halacha that says lo terae omed, lo terae yoshev. Hillel taught, don't stand out when you're standing, don't stand out when you're sitting. If everyone stood up, you shouldn't be the only one to sit. If everyone sat down, you shouldn't be the only one to stand. So that's another concept there, where even though sometimes technically, legally, halachically, there's no problem of lo titgodedu, we still say, nonetheless, don't stand out. That's another concept.